Hi, once again back with chapter 3. On the first one, we spoke about the need of healthcare marketing. Second, we spoke about the segmentation. And chapter 3, we're going to provide on healthcare branding and the power of trust. So, how does the brand and the power of trust go hand in hand together? So we cannot elaborate as much as we speak about. However, when we are trying to get into the effective understanding of it, we'll try to get into the note of understanding how healthcare branding and the power of trust goes hand in hand. So the first thing is healthcare branding goes beyond logos or slogans. It's built on trust, reassurance. Patients are buying a product, they're making a life-impacting decisions. A brand represents a promise of safety, quality, and compassion. When this promise is consistently delivered, it builds a brand confidence and loyalty, and strong brand turns patients into advocates who refer and return. So basic thought process. The biggest thing here, what you have to remember out here is the thought process of it's not a logo or a slogan. And patients aren't buying a product. It's a disease they're going to treat for. It's a life-impacting decisions. So remember these things. The unique nature of trust in healthcare is trust is the foundation. Every healthcare interaction, every touch point, whether it's a reception, whether it's a ward boy, whether it's the nurses, the RMOs, the doctors, the pharmacists, the physicists, everyone. Why? Because patients will share their personal data and make critical decisions based on the provider credibility. Unlike other sectors, this trust here leads to delayed treatment or non-compliance. It's absolutely a non-compliance. And trust is earned over a time. It's not a one-day affair through consistent, transparent, and caring communication. Every touch point, whether it's a call, it's a cleaning, it's a billing, the follow-ups, all shapes long-term trust. The emotional drivers of healthcare decisions, healthcare choices are influenced as much as emotion as by evidence. So please understand, they're influenced as much as emotion, evidence. Now, this is the only sector where emotion and evidence goes hand in hand. I might take a decision based on emotion, but that also will go within evidence. The fear, the anxiety, the hope, and the relief, these are the four factors that will guide the patient behavior. How anxiety feeling happens, whether you are giving me a hope or not, whether there is a relief or not, will all guide to the patient behavior. The empathy, the tone, and reassurance often outweigh the clinical sophistication. Simple example is Narayana Healthcare builds loyalty through compassionate care and family inclusion. So, if you see one of the stories I remember, I read a couple of years ago, Narayana Hospitals, once their family member was discharged, they took a family photo and they put it on their website. That's compassionate. So, emotional connection creates a powerful and memorable brand identity. Once again, emotion as well as evidence will go hand in hand in those healthcare decisions. Now, how does a patient perceive a healthcare or a healthcare brand? The first perception is shaped by what you're saying and what you're delivering. If you're saying that my staff are really amazing, they take care of everyone, even the family members, and when you're delivering something which is not good, perception is gone. So the entire perception is shaped by the promises made and the experiences delivered. Inconsistency between marketing and reality erodes credibility. So you cannot have your marketing say something else and your reality say something else. It's not going to happen. For example, I walk up to a hospital and the hospital says this is one of the cleanest hospital in the state or in the city or in the vicinity. And the moment I walk in, I see the entire waste bin is bulging out with nonsensical items. So it goes. Consistent tone, the way people speak, the way people provide service, the way people add values across touch points builds trust. Storytelling, testimonials, warm visuals humanize healthcare brands. True healthcare branding will give you a standing for compassion, competence, and consistency. We actually call them the three C's of healthcare branding: the compassion, the competence, and the consistency. You might be extremely compassionate with the patient, but your competency lacks, and does your consistency? No. You are excellent in competence, but you lack compassion and consistency, you're gone. You're excellent in compassion, you're excellent in competence, but you lack consistency, you're gone. So all three, it's an and operator. There is no or. Now, to understand the healthcare branding, what you have to understand is the brand care, the brand in healthcare or the branding in healthcare is about perceptions that leads to experiences, that leads to emotions. And these are not visuals. So remember this thing. It is dependent on how perception shapes experiences and how experiences lead to emotions. I'm not here for visuals. A strong brand will communicate trust, safety, empathy. It will always tell a patient what to expect across every touch point, physical or digital. Unlike other sectors, healthcare branding carries emotional and ethical weight. I mean, you cannot remove of that. And a trusted brand reassures patients and strengthens loyalty. I mean, example, Fortis. Is it in the case that the Fortis may not have a tough case? Yes, they have. Is that they didn't have a breakdown? They might have. But look how they have built a brand. It's based on that. And I'll go and repeating that line. Is how perception shapes experiences and how experiences lead to emotions is your healthcare branding. So what is a brand in healthcare? A healthcare brand is nothing, but it showcases how patients, families, and communities see and feel about an organization in healthcare is a healthcare brand. It will also kind of reshape or shape the personality of quality, confidence, and care. It will also extend beyond treatment. It will also include the tone, the service, and the communication. And most importantly, in healthcare, branding is not optional. It's a strategic necessity. Now, why branding is not an optional? I mean, I can say we have the best doctors, but we don't care. You come, you treat yourself because it's a treatment. Your brand is not going to last long. Your brand might not have the best doctors, but your service is superb. Might not last long because you don't have the competence. But imagine you have the best doctors and you have the best service. That's why branding is not an optional choice. It's a strategic necessity. A great brand helps patients feel safe, understood, and respected. The core components of a healthcare brand in a tabular format. So what's a brand identity? The visual and the verbal expressions, the logo, the tone, and the colors. Example, a children's hospital may use a bright, friendly design. For example, if you walk into any pediatrician's chamber, you will find a small kid's photo with an immunization table or a first-time mother's photograph that way. So that's the brand identity. What's the brand promise? See, the first is the identity. Promises the organization's commitment towards the patients. So somebody would say compassionate care, always care, expert care, close to home. These are the brand promises. What's an experience? So your identity says a child's hospital. Promise says compassionate care, but the experience lacks, it's gone. So empathy, clear billing, seamless appointments. So the key insight out here is identity will attract attention. Attention will not give trust. Identity will attract attention. Experience will build and sustain the trust. All three must align. So what is my identity? What is my promise? And what is my experience? All three matters. Now, what is the emotional connect and patient loyalty? See, emotional connection happens everywhere. I mean, you walk into a train, somebody treats you nicely, you earn an emotional connect. You walk into a hospital, the reception greets you with a smile, stands up, welcomes you, emotional connection. So emotional connection may differentiate similar healthcare services. Patients remember how they were treated, not just medical outcomes. Example, Rainbow Children's Hospital builds loyalty through family-centered, child-sensitive care. I still remember I was there with one of my friend's firstborn child, and we were there, and there was a child with extremely hyper. I mean, not sitting at one point of time, all these things. And suddenly, a kind of a matron came out and, you know, kind of offered that child a chocolate and said, you know what, we have a playing zone nearby. Can you come? and assured the moment that once the time is ready, I will ensure. That's emotion. And loyalty in healthcare extends to advocacy and word of mouth reference. When I asked that mother that how did you feel, she said, I was actually very tense in that this is a disease. Childs get hyper. So hyper is a disease, but the way it is treated and showed me a way. And then the doctor did whatever the doctor was supposed to do. So consistency, empathy, and personal connection transform satisfaction into a lifelong trust. The brand pyramid. So from feature to feeling. Now, if you are typically a sales-driven marketer, you will work on BAF, which is benefits, advantages, and features. But if you are a human-driven thought processes, or you are a product-driven thought processes, you will start with features, advantages, and benefits. Now, let's understand the brand pyramid framework. First is the functional level, then is the service level, then the emotional level, then the trust level, then the loyalty level. What is the functional level? The equipment, the punctuality, the facilities, all put together. What is the service level? The processes, skilled staff, billing system is transparent. What is the emotional level? The empathy, the reassurance, and the respect. The trust is reliability and consistency, and loyalty is deep emotional connection. So the key message out here is strong healthcare brands rise from visible performance to invisible emotional loyalty. Now, what does it mean? When I say visible performance is something like a smooth process, skilled staff, transparent billing, clean facilities, modern equipment, punctuality. So the functional level and the service level are your visible performance. By doing these visible performances, what you're getting into is an invisible emotional loyalty, the empathy, the reliability, the advocacy. So your functional and service level is a visible performance. Your emotional trust and loyalty are your invisible emotional. If you look at the pyramid, the first is the feature and attributes, then it's the functional benefits, then the emotional benefits, then the brand, product, persona, and then the brand idea. You have to start from the most distinguishable product attribute features that you have, the tangible benefits to the patient, how does it make the patient feel, what is the manifestation of brand in the human mind or the patient's mind, and finally, the essence of your brand, what actually it is meant for. That's your brand pyramid. You can take a snapshot of this whenever you're building anything. As a marketer, you can very well use this. Why trust is the core of healthcare branding? See, please understand. I mean, I will not only say trust is the core of healthcare branding. You walk into anywhere. It's a corporate, it's a service industry, it's everything. I mean, we had the problem with service industry. We had the problem with hospitality, everything. But the core is trust. The more a patient, a customer, a consumer trusts a brand, will always walk into. Why do you think you walk into an Adidas and Nike first, then go to Puma or Reebok? It's the trust of that brand. You don't think about price at the first point of time. So trust will determine whether patients choose return or recommend your facility. Healthcare choices are deeply personal, emotional. They are not transactional. So branding must convey the credibility, the compassion, and the consistency. Every touch point from the search results to post-care will shape the perception of the patient. And you cannot falter. And a trusted brand will always deliver reliability and reassurance at every interaction. I still remember I was doing a call with Lilavati Hospital in Mumbai with one of the medical representatives I used to work with. And in one of the places, So hospitals have specific criteria for MRs to visit. Now, in the day of the visit, when they were visiting them, once we entered the premises, we were told that today there will be no visit for the MRs as the doctor has some important surgeries. And they showed us that there are some 3 families waiting since last night, so you have taken a priority. That's a trusted brand, which delivers reliability. This is also needed because they will also come to know the medicines. But at this current point of time, the reliability more is on the patient size. So it's a reassurance at every interaction. Consistency and transparency will build confidence. Now, when you say consistency across touch points, patients must Meteor brand long they entered the hospital, whether online, whether reviews, whether the referrals, which used to happen word of mouth 10 years ago or a decade ago. Every experience, website tone, waiting area, staff behavior must reflect the core values of the hospital. Consistent experiences strengthen trust, fragmented one weakens it. Have you ever thought hospitals will have value system? Hospitals will have patient value chain. Hospitals will have patient value proposition, just like an employee value proposition. So they're not waiting for the employee to turn up and say, this is the best service. Even the patients has to advocate it. That's how consistency and transparency build confidence. Patient must be known about cost, outcome, and risks. Sharing doctor credentials in advance creates patient transparency and credibility. And transparency isn't about perfection. It's about clarity, respect, and honesty. So you don't have to achieve perfection. I mean, if you say this surgery is going to take 5 hours, if it is 6 hours, so the communique would be simple that, you know, generally this kind of surgeries take around 4 to 5 hours, but sometimes there are cases where it is done less than 5 hours, sometimes it has gone beyond 7 hours. So there is clarity. So during this time, if you want, you can take the special care of the lounge systems available out there, and we will inform you through systems or through a personalized person who will come to you and let you know, why didn't you take a rest? You can either sit here or you can sit at the lounge. So that's respect and honesty. So clarity, respect, and honesty builds confidence. Staff are the living brand of healthcare industry. It doesn't matter whether it's a sweeper, whether it's the ambulance driver, whether it's the watchman, whether it's the receptionist, whether it's the ward boy, the nurses, the RMO, the physicist, the pharmacist, the anesthetist, the doctors, the surgeons, anyone. Every team member, from a doctor to a receptionist, represents the brand's promise. Everyone. Everyone should show professionalism with emotional loyalty and empathy and kindness. Internal culture and training will ensure the values are lived, not just stated. That's the key factor. The merging clinical excellence with service quality. Now, what is a clinical excellence? Clinical excellence is something that whenever we say Tata Parel is one of the renowned hospital for cancer, that's a clinical excellence. That gives you respect. But the service quality, if it is not compassionate, it will not earn trust. For example, I still recall my aunt's days when I asked someone that how good is, you know, they said one of the best hospitals to go to, the doctors are the best, but be aware of the outburst of people out there because it is jam-packed. So I had the clinical excellence, but the service quality was down. What is service quality? It is nothing but the communication, the comfort, and the empathy, which turns care into loyalty. And trusted brands always combine medical outcome with human connection. Now, is it possible? It's possible. I mean, you might not have to speak a normal connotation. So for example, I can give my aunt's example. When we went to the doctor said, see, this is what the MRI shows. This is where the problem is. This is where the fibroid has come. This has to be removed. This is this much of centimeter. He never spoke a jargon. And we were absolutely clear what comes in for us. And then also he said, there are two ways of medication. One, we can go for a direct surgery and then we can start the medication. We can start the medication first. One of my friend's wife was bleeding blood during her period times. And during that time, my friend did an MRI and there was a 6 centimeter fibroid inside the uterus. The best outcome, uterus removal. Friend's wife was 45 plus. So we were in a dilemma that, and the friend's wife didn't want it to go for a surgery right away. Financial also, emotional also. Now we wanted to go for a second call. The doctor and the staff sensed it and the doctor said to us, you know what? Surgery is the last option. So let us wait for it. Let us use medication for a time being. So we will go for a 3 month scale as of now. Initial 3 months, I'll give you a medicine. You have to take the medicine for any kind of emergency. This is my emergency number. You can call. Otherwise, after 3 months, we'll go for a normal care. We went for 2 years and still the surgery is not yet done. Although sometimes because of stress and other pressure, the bleeding increases and decreases, but she is still in medication and still happy. Service quality. Trusted brands combine medical outcomes with human connection. So the shift is not easy. Modern healthcare reputation is shaped by the public interaction. A hospital image now lives in search for result reviews and social media. After that incident happened with my friend, anybody was asking for that doctor and the hospital, I've recommended that person's name. The doctor doesn't even know. Every patient experience can instantly influence public perception. I remember a doctor, I'll not take the name of the doctor, in Vashi. One of my friend was having the first kid. The doctor was completely irrational. You have to do this, you have to do this. You want to have a normal baby, you have to do this, you have to do this if you go for a caesarean. So the lady came out and said to me, Gabriel, what kind of doctor you have given? You're working in a pharma, should have given a better doctor. Went to another doctor. That doctor spoke beautiful words. You know what? First of all, congratulations to you for having the first baby. It's going to be a wonderful experience for all of you. You know what? These are the certain symptoms that you have to take care. We will not decide whether it will be a normal delivery or a caesarean delivery. We'll wait for the time. And the lady was amazed. Every patient experience can instantly influence public perception. Reputation management is now core brand strategy, not just PR. And trust depends on what people experience and share, not what brands claim. Patients rely on online reviews. Platforms like Practo, HealthGrades, Google Reviews, Just Dial influence the decision. Feedback covers wait time, staff behavior, cleanliness, billing, empathy. A single review can reach hundreds of potential parents. And if the review is bad, the same can happen. Responding promptly and respectfully gives credibility and trust. Happy patients leave emotional reviews, which strengthens the brand's online profile. Social media is a listening tool, not just a marketing channel. I mean, initially it was a marketing channel. Platforms like X, which was Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, revealed real patient emotions. Social listening tools like Hootsuite, BrandWatch, track mentions and sentiment, real-time monitoring prevents small complaints from becoming crisis. Using these insights, again, communication is the key, the tone and the service design. So either you can boost using the social media for yourself to the highest order, or you can develop a one-size-fits-all, which may lead to a good clinical excellence, but not a patient happiness. The fear, satisfaction, everything. This is a simple example of a social media listening dashboard. If you look at the Expresso, 1800 is coming from where, the 800 is coming from where, the 130, the 16%, the 56%, 2.3k users, the 35.6k. So if you look at this, you will understand the social media listening dashboard and see that curve with those ash color bars. They get into that kind of a limelight. So the ideology is very simple. Using this data analytics, I will build something which is good for clinical excellence and patient experience. See, managing crisis and negative feedback. As I said, every healthcare brand will face negative feedback. Every. You cannot satisfy all. There will be a negative feedback. But how do I handle that? How do I manage a crisis? You know, silence or defensiveness sometimes will damage that. Honest communication will rebuild it. Okay. Have you ever seen a hospital come up with an advertisement that we had a bad patient and we converted into a good patient? They don't do it. It's a negative publicity. So when you're doing this, you have to acknowledge, yes, that happens. If there is a patient which has come and something has happened without the identity, you have to protect their confidentiality. You have to investigate and identify the cause. You have to take visible and corrective action. You have to use communication as a tool to update and transparently communicate across channels. See guys, consistency and empathy are two different things. But they are in together is the tone for recovery and credibility. So something has happened in my hospital brand. whatever, a patient has passed away and was not done properly, the handover of the patient was not done properly, and there was a huge ruckus. People put on social media, this is what is happening. And today everybody carries a smartphone. They can just take a video less than 30 seconds and they can put it on the net. So if that is the video on the net, if you used it as to communicate what has happened without getting out with the confidentiality clause, and then you investigate and say, we are investigating what has happened, we'll take a corrective action, and when you take it, you communicate. That's what I said. Consistency and empathy are vital for recovery and credibility. When you are building and protecting a reputation over a time, see, reputation is not something which will happen tonight. You know, Tata Pearl was something one day. So this is what my father used to tell me in a beautiful way, from a hospital perspective, that even the best hospital was better yesterday. Even the better hospital was bad yesterday, and even the bad hospital was worse yesterday. So somewhere they have to start, they have to fail, and over a period of time they have built a reputation. So reputation will always grow through consistent clinical quality and transparent communication. Proactive actions will be covering on sharing patient stories, the data, the quality indicators, the doctors' Q&A sessions, the health webinars, the campaigns, the wellness campaigns, highlighting it on social and community initiatives, tools like Google Alerts, sentiment analysis, will review the dashboards. Regular audit has to happen. Because when you do regular audit, that will help you close the gap between public perception and brand reality. Patient experience is one of the biggest denominator, parameter, competence that will define your brand. A healthcare brand is built on how patients feel, not what it advertises. Every touch point before, during, after will shape the perception. Every positive experience will drive loyalty, trust and advocacy, and every negative experience will not drive loyalty, trust and advocacy. Experience will influence both the emotional and the clinical outcomes, and the branding in healthcare begins with empathy and consistent service. Your branding doesn't start with you have 1.2 CR equipment or you have the best doctors. It starts with empathy. If there is no empathy, then this perception is gone, and consistency service. The role of service design plays a pivotal role in the trust and the healthcare branding. The patient experiences it before the first appointment, online calls, forms. The service design will map and optimize these interactions for ease and clarity. So the way you design the service, the quicker can I access the call, how many numbers are there, I call this number that is busy. A lot of hospitals have an IVR system that if you're calling for a normal checkup, press 1, press 2 for OPD, press 3 for pediatrics, press 4 for hypertension, press 5 for diabetes. So they have a simple call center setup. And service design maps will optimize this interaction for ease and clarity. Key questions. Is my booking simple and intuitive? Is the information clear and accessible? Is billing transparent and respectful? Thoughtful design reduces anxiety and saves time for both patients and staff. And a well-planned journey will build confidence and satisfaction. How do I design? Simple, small gestures, a smile, a follow-up call, patient-centered communication, comfort, emotional reassurance. Once again, patients remember how they were treated during their emotionally vulnerable moments. A caring atmosphere turns routine care into a healing experience. An emotional experience will always reassure and strengthen trust and perceived care quality. What are the moments? What we call moment of truth? Now imagine moment of truth was a design phrase which came from customer service. Today, healthcare is looking the same moment of truth in their industry. So speed and empathy is one. Dignity in chronic or end-of-life care is another. Clear communication with families is absolute importance. So when you have high impact emotions, you define brand loyalty. Your empathy, speed and clarity turn experiences into lasting memories. Now, patient and advocate are two different things. Patients are walk-ins, they come, they finish their clinical trials or treatments and they go back. Advocates are satisfied patients who become powerful ambassadors. Word of mouth and online stories influence trust, encourage reviews and feedback, will done through respective follow-ups, address negativity, will be experienced promptly. And when patients feel that they are heard during the vulnerable time, they will build community-wide loyalty. They will go out and say to their families and to their extended families and to their far extended families, you know, just go to this hospital, just everything will be taken care of. Your experience strategy is a long-term investment. Why? Because if that experience is there, your patient will come back, and that experience will design, will require leadership and long-term commitment. Your patient has to have experience officers to track satisfaction data and feedback. Those insights will guide tangible improvements, better signage, better signage, shorter waits, align marketing promises with the real patient experience, and then consistent delivery on promises will strengthen the brand credibility and loyalty. Now, apart from all this, and this is kind of one size fits all is gone, guys. I mean, a brand should reflect its purpose, audience, and promise of care. It should have a trust and identity. The hospital should emphasize authority and safety, the wellness. See, the goal is simple. Create authentic connections that inspire confidence and loyalty. So that is why when you're branding hospitals and healthcare systems, that should represent the clinical prowess, the advanced infrastructure, the dependability, as well as patients' experience. You cannot only go for clinical authority, you cannot only go for advanced infrastructure and dependability without patient experience. A patient will seek reassurance, not glamour, will seek focus and trust. Example, I've been given this through Tata Memorial Hospital builds its brand on research-based care and compassion. Large hospital groups use branded house, unique identity, Apple hospitals. So consistency across location reinforces safety, professionalism, and credibility. Once again, specialty clinics, personalization, and emotional connection. See, specialty clinics compete on depth of expertise and comfort of care. When I say specialty clinics, it's like they are for a specific disease and the outcome of it. So the brand should convey that. For example, Cloud9 Hospitals, nurturing tone, soft colors, joyful design for mothers. That's specialty. They don't do anything else. So testimonials, so understand one thing. When you're seeing specialty clinics and when you're building around it, your testimonials, the webinars, the patient communications, the emotional resonance should all focus on that specialty. The digital health platforms provides trust through design and transparency. Tata 1MG builds trust with verified pharmacists, simple content and transparency. If you look at Tata 1MG's ad, they say we'll deliver on time. That's it. They have a clear policy. They have real doctor credentials and verified reviews boost credibility. See, the brand voice should be calm, tech-savvy, yet human and reducing patient anxiety. Wellness community versus national brands. Wellness brands, self-aspiration, not urgency, focus on balance. So for example, cure.fit, cull.fit, you know, authenticity matters. Community versus national brands, emphasize local trust. National brands are Fortis, Manipal, focus on scale, innovation, and consistency. And successful brands balance local versus national credibility. Again, a chart, hospitals and health systems, specialty, digital health, wellness, community, and national brands. What do they focus on? What is their examples, patient perception goals? So for example, if I look at specialty clinics, which is Cloud9, Shankarai Hospital, personalized caring and specialist. If I look at digital health platforms, which is Practo, Tata MZ, and ZocDoc, it speaks about easy, accessible, and tech-enabled, and trustworthy. If I talk about health hospitals and health systems, which is clinical in quality, trusted, infrastructure, and consistency, Apollo Tata Memorial, reliable, safe. If I talk about national brands, Fortis and Manipal, reputable everywhere, high-quality care. So see, the entire gamut of the types of organization, the focus that it has. So see, if you see digital healthcare platforms, their focus is not clinical trials, convenience, security, and user experience. That's what they are. For wellness brands, they're aspirational. For community brands, they're familiarity, the local trust. For hospitals, it is clinical. For speciality, it is expertise. For national, it is scaling or standardization. That's how the differentiation happens. Why measure brand performance? How will I know my brand is doing good or not? So strong brands should influence patient awareness, preference, and loyalty. Traditional marketing metrics must adapt to emotional and trust with healthcare decisions. Measuring helps assess both perception and performance over time, and the ultimate goal, ensure branding drives real patient and business outcome. No gimmick, no false stories. You cannot build a storyline when you're in healthcare. Again, the awareness, the consideration, the preference, these are the funnel of a brand influence. Example, being top of the mind in a city indicates strong brand awareness and trust. So awareness, the preference, the consideration, the loyalty. You know, I spoke about net promoter score based on how likely promoter is 9 to 10 loyal advocates. So how many loyal advocates do I have? How many detractors? 0 to 6, dissatisfied patients. So NPS is equal to percent of promoters minus percentage of detractors is equal to higher NPS is equal to strong loyalty and referral. So for example, if I have 100 patients out of which, let's say 85 is loyal advocates and let's say 15 is my detractors. So 85 minus 15 is equal to 70. So my net promoter score is 70. So highest NPS correlate, and 70 is on the higher side. So it correlates with word of mouth trust and brand growth. Branding success is rising in patient volume, referrals, and revenue. If you track new patient acquisition, service line growth, repeat visits, brand trackers, surveys, real-time signals from reviews, continuous monitoring ensures brand adaptability. A high-performing brand combines trust, loyalty, and measurable growth. Once again, healthcare brand metrics at a glance, brand awareness, brand consideration, brand preference, brand loyalty, NPS, and brand business outcome. All put together, if you define a matrix out of this and if your score is higher, so what is the indicator percentage of respondents naming the brand first? That's your score. Percentage of who shortlisted your hospital, percentage of who selecting your facility when all options exist, percentage of returning patient, NPS score, and high number of bookings. All put together, your brand is great. That is where we'll end the chapter 3. Thank you.